As you know, the acts of worship in Islam, the ibadat, they weren't legislated in one go immediately. Rather, they were legislated gradually. So for the first 10 years of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca, there was no ibadah which was an obligation upon the people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he focused on at-tawheed and al-aqeedah. Then after 10 years, the prayer was obligated. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah to al-Madina. And then when he made hijrah to al-Madina, umira bibaqiyyati shara'i' ad-din. Then he was ordered with the other legislations of al-Islam. So things like adhan, iqama, the ayat of hijab, al-zakah, al-sawm, al-umrah, al-hajj, al-jihad, all of these things were legislated in al-Madina. When it comes to fasting, the fasting was obligated in two stages. The first stage was that the Muslims were obligated to fast only Yawm Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. And also the 3 days of every month, Islamic month, i.e. the 13th, 14th and 15th of each month. This was the first stage of fasting being an obligation upon the Muslims. And this is mentioned by some of the companions. Jabir ibn Samurah, radiallahu anhu, he said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأمرنا بصيام عاشوراء. That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to order us with the fasting of Ashura. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu, he said, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يصوم ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر. That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to fast 3 days in every month, either 13th, 14th and 15th. وَكَانَ يَصُومُ يَوْمَ عَاشُورَى. And he used to fast the day of Ashura, which is the 10th of Muharram. He said, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, and then Allah revealed, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ. O people of Iman, fasting, either fasting of Ramadan, has been obligated upon you. He said, فَكَانَ مَنْ شَاءَ أَنْ يَصُومُ صَامُ. وَمَنْ شَاءَ أَنْ أَفْطَرَ يُفْطِرُ. And after this ayah was revealed, whoever wanted to fast the other days could fast, and whoever didn't want to fast the other days did not have to fast. So the first stage of the legislation of fasting was only the day of Ashura and the 13th, 14th, and 15th of every month. This was the initial obligation. Then, in the second year of the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fasting of Ramadan was obligated. 2 years after, the Prophet made hijrah to Al-Madinah. And therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he fasted 9 years of Ramadan. Because he lived for a further 10 years. And the second year he fasted. And then the rest of the 8 years of Ramadan. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in total, he fasted 9 Ramadans, 9 months of Ramadan, i.e. throughout 9 years.